This is an unusual thing I'm going to do. I'm going to hand my dentist over to the phone callers. To the callers, to you at 312-981-7200. Why am I doing this? It's because I would like to just share my dentist with everybody. He's known me longer than probably any other medical professional in my life and spent more time in my mouth than, well, anybody I've ever known other than me. So Dr. Jeffrey Kapp joins us right now. And the reason I want to talk to you today is there was a story in Sun Times this morning about or it could have been the Tribune. I'm never quite sure. It's on my phone. About how dentists are actually been open in, through phase three, but they were seeing there was reluctance on behalf of many patients to come back to the dentist. And there was, they wanted to, the dental profession wants to revisit what the changes are here to let people know that it's safe to go back to your dentist as long as your dentist is obeying the rules. And I assume that you are, so that's why I'm having you on, Dr. Jeffrey Kapp.
How are you?
Hi, Jeff. What is the biggest difference, do you think, here in terms of what the experience is for the dental patient?
Well, the first thing that you're going to notice is that, we look like we're working in an intensive care unit of a COVID ward. We're wearing face shields and N95 respirator masks and surgical gowns. And we've put into the office HEPA high efficiency particulate air filters. Mm-hmm. And the waiting rooms aren't used anymore, and the patients are seated right away in the chairs so that there's tons of social distancing.
And let me ask you, do you change the way that you schedule the patients? Are there fewer patients per day, essentially, or
yes,
scheduled?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
In order to disinfect all the equipment and surfaces between patients and to cover everything with barrier tape, it's taking us at least an extra 15 minutes per patient. So we add 15 minutes to the scheduling of patients, so most appointments are taking somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour.
Hmm. And that's for the patient, not just in between. That's the patient is going to be there, too, because of all the different PPE things that you're doing?
Yes. We start out, the first thing we start out with is the patient fills out, when we call the patient to confirm their appointment, we have them go over an advisory form that we have. And the advisory form asks, do you have a fever? Do you have any shortness of breath? Do you have a dry cough? Do you have a runny nose? Do you have a sore throat? And have you traveled to a foreign country in the last 14 days, or have you traveled in the United States in the last 14 days? And we're looking for patients to say no to all those questions so that we know that they're not at-risk patients per se.
Dr. Kapp, how many patients would you say, what's the percentage of patients that have filled that out that you've had to say no to?
Not one yet.
Oh, good. All right.
I think patients are pretty responsible.
Yeah.
So we've been working for a month now, and not one patient has been of concern.
Now, when the patient comes in, they see you all in your now new enhanced PPP or PPE. PPP is the loan. PPE is the equipment. And your now new enhanced PPE look. Do you change that in between patients? Do you change
Absolutely. Absolutely. Between every single patient, we change our barrier gown. We change our face shield. Of course, we change our gloves. We're washing our hands more than Lady Macbeth, and we're using hand sanitizer enough to just dry out the skin on our hands. So
yeah.
Between every single patient, we're completely sanitizing ourselves along with the patients.
All right. Hold on. I want to take a quick break here, and we'll come right back. I want to know on the other side here, first of all, the experience in the chair is different, not just walking in and everything that you've described so far. The equipment that's being used is different, and how it's being used is different. We'll talk about that on the other side. And then phone calls, 312-981-7200. If you got a dental problem, Dr. Kapp is here. The man can answer anything. Or if you've had an experience going, or you got a question about going back to the dentist, and you want to make sure that it's all going to be okay, whatever dental issue you have, COVID or non, we can handle it right here. Dr. Jeffrey Kapp is with us. But first, Jen DeSalvo's got the traffic.
There's Chicago in the real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggetts, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten get real in the morning with the WGN-TV Morning News Team. Weekdays 4 to 10.
All right. Dr. Jeffrey Kapp is joining us right now. He's a dentist. He's my dentist, actually. And he's very, very proud of it. I would just like to say that. He tells everybody. I hear from other patients, oh, you're Dr. Kapp. Whatever happened to HIPAA? But he will just say, they'll say, oh, you're with Dr. Kapp. I go to Dr. Kapp, too. I hope you're not discussing my molars. All right, now, we are talking about the going to the dentist in the post-COVID-19 world. We've got phone calls, we've got some observations and some questions for you as a dentist who's done this. But before we get to that phone call, I want to ask you this. The actual experience of just a dental cleaning, the normal checkup procedure, you're using different equipment for that than you were using before, right?
We're starting out completely differently. The first thing is, you're required by our building to come into the building wearing a mask, and you're supposed to wear a mask all the times when you're in the common area of the building. Once you come into the office and you fill out the patient advisory, the first thing we do when we sit you in the operatory is we do a non-contact forehead thermometer temperature mm-hmm. scan to get your temperature to make sure that you're not running a fever. And we do a pulse oximetry to get your blood oxygen level.
Oh, I'd like to take that with me next time I'm there. All right, is there any change, though, in the actual cleaning of the teeth or using the same equipment you're using before?
No. We've been highly recommended to stay away from everything that creates aerosols. So instead of having your teeth are cleaned with a hand scaling as opposed to an ultrasonic scaling as recommended by the ADA to limit airborne pathogens.
Got it.
So,
all right.
Your cleaning will be done with a hand scaling. We're also, patients are pre-rinsing with a hydrogen peroxide solution before they start because the hydrogen peroxide helps to kill COVID, and then again, before we polish the teeth, we pre-rinse again.
And you are still polishing. You're still doing that thing with the rubber drill kind of deal. You're still doing that.
We're still polishing, but we're having you pre-rinse with hydrogen peroxide to kill any pathogens before we polish your teeth.
I'm down with all that. Ron, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, Doctor. Hey, Ro.
Ron, I'm having a little difficulty hearing you.
Yeah, Ron, what was the say that again, please? Oh, Ron. All right, let's put Ron on hold and see if we can actually fix that. Larry, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, good afternoon, Doctor. Good afternoon, Ro. Doctor, back in August, my last cleaning was determined I had to have a tooth pulled, so we had that done, started the implant procedure. Then I had an unanticipated hip replacement get in the way. Then COVID came along. So finally today I got my crown put in and everything is done. The dentist recommended that I would use a water pick instead of flossing. I wasn't smart enough to ask when I left, does using a water pick for cleaning replace using a toothbrush, or should I still brush my teeth and then use the water pick?
You still have to use water pick, and you should still be flossing also. If you just had a hip replacement, you should be pre-medicating with antibiotics before your dental cleanings and your dental treatments.
Clindamycin or something like that is what I've been using.
Anything like that, yes.
Hmm.
Okay. So I should still floss, use the water pick, and that gets only from the front end in. And still, my God, I got to get up an hour earlier to do all this.
Yeah, no, it's a full hour now worrying about your mouth in the morning. Although it'll be interesting to see what the doctor thinks here, because are you more of a like mechanical toothbrush guy, or do you like these electric toothbrushes better for people now?
I'm a big fan of electric toothbrushes. You shouldn't promote one, but we highly recommend the Sonicare. Brushed well into the gum line. It really is very, very effective in cleaning up plaque that resides underneath the gum line.
Can I ask you, do you just stay on each tooth as you're doing that, or do you use the electric toothbrushes like you would go back and forth, or do you just put it over the tooth and then let that do the work?
Because the ultrasonic toothbrush vibrates so rapidly, all you have to do is push it onto the tooth at the gum line, and it does all the work.
That's even better for me. The less I have to do, the better it is for me. Marcel, you're on WGN. Hello, Marcel. You're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Gapp. Go ahead, Marcel.
Thanks for taking my call. Yes, this past April 30th, I had a heart attack, and I'm fine now. I had a stent put in, but then I had a scheduled cleaning in June, and I got a notification saying that because of my heart attack, they have to wait 6 months before I can go in and have the procedure. Why is that?
I have not heard that you have to wait 6 months. You know, again, premedicating with antibiotics would be the one thing, but that's something that you should really clear with your surgeon, and your cardiac surgeon could clear that with your dentist. So if the surgeon has a concern, that's one thing. But if the surgeon says it's okay to go ahead and get your teeth cleaned, I would definitely promote good oral hygiene.
Yeah, it was the actual dental place that actually gave me the notification. I did ask my cardiologist, and he was quite confused as to why they would even say something like that.
Yeah, I'm confused also.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Marcel.
For calling.
Be well, sir. And one of the questions we had, actually, the caller that we couldn't quite get through, and we've had a number of texters ask this too, is there an additional charge now when you go to the dentist, Dr. Kapp, because of all the PPE and the incurred expense on your end?
Many offices are adding an infection control charge because all of this extra equipment, before we could get started and resume patient care, we had to invest about $3,000 into, you know, everything was at a premium, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. but instead of wearing the level 1 masks, we're now wearing N95 masks, and then we're covering the N95 masks with a level 3 mask and the barrier gowns and the HEPA filter and the face shields, and all that stuff came to a lot of expense. And,
yeah.
You know, now that everything is being barrier taped and, you know, the infection control costs are significant, so many offices are putting on an additional infection control fee.
And what does that generally run? And does insurance pick that up if you have dental insurance?
The insurance companies are not being nice.
Oh.
So they're not picking it up. And as far as what it costs, the recommended amount is somewhere between $10 and $20 per visit.
Interesting. So the masks that you're talking about, those like plastic masks that come down, you see people wearing them in the hospitals. Do you have to?
That's a face shield. The plastic
face shield.
Yeah.
And you're wearing that?
Yes.
And how do you clean that in between, or are those disposable?
We disinfect them with high level disinfectants and put on a different face shield for the next patient.
Okay. All right. We have one more dental advice question for you, Dr. Kapp. Richard, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Doc. I was wondering, I have, when I brush my teeth and my molars are still intact, but I get a lot of bleeding when I get my teeth cleaned, and even it bleeds in my back of my gums. It bleeds, like, sometimes periodically, even during the day once in a while.
Oh, God. Yeah. What are we having for dinner? Go ahead.
I was wondering, when you were saying about the antibiotics, should I be taking, talk to my doctor about, like, taking an antibiotic every day? Because I do have heart issues, too.
I'd be taking care of your gums significantly so that your gums don't bleed. There's lots of gum treatments to completely stop the bleeding. The bleeding on a daily basis is a high indicator that that there's a gum infection, and that we really need to start with more dental care.
Okay. All right. There you go. See, I knew you'd be able to answer all of these questions. That's what I count on you for.
Thank God. These have all been easy questions, so thank you so much.
Not the ones I posed to you. Those are not such easy questions. That is so true. All right, Dr. Jeffrey Kapp, thank you so much. Appreciate it. He's my dentist. He's been that for 30 years, but we had the story today, and I wanted to bring it to everybody's attention that people are not going back in the numbers that I think a lot of dental offices expected when they opened up a month ago, because there is concern. And what are the changes that have been done in these dental offices to make sure that you are safe? And we brought all that to you. We'll put this up for podcast as well in case you've got any questions. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us. We've got the news right now for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here is Kim Gordon.